Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries again today. Let's come to the Heavenly Father. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we worship you, we praise you, we thank you for the beautiful word of the living God. Lord, thank you for this magnificent owner's manual and these wonderful promises that tell us what we can do, who we are, and all the things that we can do and what we're not supposed to do, what gives us legal right to do things and what gives us power over the enemy and what happens when we don't do what we're supposed to do. Lord, I praise you and thank you as the word goes out today. I ask you to bless the word and bless everybody that his word goes out. May you continue to give us revelation and wisdom from your word as we talk about it. We praise you and thank you for your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Now then, today we're going to be in 1 John chapter 4 and 5. 1 John 4:15 says, "Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God." I want you to think about that. If you are a confessor of Jesus, the Son of God, then God himself dwells in you, and you're in God. It says, "For we have known and believed the love that God hath to us, because God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world." You and I are supposed to be just like Jesus in this world. We're supposed to walk in love. We're not supposed to have any fear. We're supposed to know who we are. We're supposed to walk in divine health. As we walk in love, we walk in obedience to his commandments. And by walking in love, doing what he says, we absolutely give no place to the devil. Now, verse 18 in 1 John 4 says, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear." Now, what is fear? It's the devil. It's from the devil. The Lord says, "I did not give you the spirit of fear, but of power and love and of a sound mind." So if fear is from the enemy, there is no fear in love. So when you walk in love, there's no fear or no devil or no demon of fear can be in you. But the love of God, the perfect love of God, casts out fear. In other words, it throws out the devil is what it does. Because fear hath torment. Absolutely, because fear is of the devil. And he that feareth is not made perfect in love. So if you have fear, you're not walking in perfect love. If you're walking in perfect love, according to the word of God, you will have no fear about nothing. You won't jump. When somebody walks in the room, it won't be nothing that will cause you to fear. You will walk in perfect love. And perfect love drives out all fear. Now it says, "We love him because he first loved us." Now Christ loved us, and because he loved us, we love him. Then he says in verse 20, "If a man says that I love God, but yet hates his brother, he's a liar." So if you've got a brother that you say you hate or you can't stand, and you say you're a born-again Christian, you got a problem. You're not doing what God says. The Word of God clearly says, now I'm not saying this, the Word of God says this. In 1 John 4:20, "If a man say, I love God, and I hate my brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he can see, how can he love God whom he hath not seen?" Now, we can't see God. The only way we can see God is through us. The love of God casts out fear, so that he who loves God loves his brother also. And this commandment have we, in other words, in verse 21, "And this commandment have we from him, that he who loves God loves his brother also." So if you are a lover of God, you will love people. You will love your brothers in Christ. Now then, 1 John 5:1 says, "Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him that beget loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, whom when we love God and keep His commandments. Now then, for this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not grievous. Now then, if God tells us to love and to walk holy in obedience to His word, if we're not willing to say, Lord, I'm going to walk in holiness because You are holy, I'm going to walk holy because that's one of Your commandments. I'm going to love the brethren because You commanded me to love the brethren. Now, Lord, I'm going to walk in love. That makes the king happy when you're willing and obedient to keep His commandments. And verse 3 says, for this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not grievous. Verse 4, for whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Now then, if you walk in love, then you can walk in faith. If Galatians chapter 5, verse 6 clearly tells you that your faith worketh by love. And here in 1 John 5, he's telling us that we're born of God, we overcome the world, and he's been telling us all the way down through this, for this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and if we keep His commandments, then we will not only love God, but we'll love our brother. For whatsoever or whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Now, the world out there has sickness, disease, torment, fear, depression, killing, stealing, killing, and destroying. Because these are things from the devil. So, if you walk in those things, you have not met the criteria. You're not walking in love. You're not overcoming. You're not an overcomer. And you're not walking in faith. When you walk in faith, when you can only walk in faith when you walk in love. When you walk in love, you can walk in faith, and then your faith will overcome the world. You can pray and ask God to do great and mighty things, and you will see that, I mean, great and mighty things will happen when you pray. I mean, you can overcome the world. In other words, if you are a man and a woman that are married, that are walking in love, each one walking in love with other people, and you're walking in a love relationship to God and to yourselves, each other, and to all your brothers and sisters. When you pray, you can pray in faith and see God do great and wonderful things. Just like the other day, one of the ladies in my church, she was learning these things and how to go to the throne of grace and ask God for all these wonderful things when you're walking in love. Well, one of her friends, one of her lady friends, called her and said her 20-year-old daughter was in the hospital in Fort Worth and that she had been diagnosed with some kind of a brain problem and it was causing her liver, her kidneys, and everything else to shut down. And they said by morning she should be dead. So she called me and said, pray. And so she said, this lady said, I had been listening to your videotapes on how to go to the throne of grace in the third heaven and pray the prayer of faith. So she said, I had already watched that section of that tape one time, but she said, after my friend called me, I got that tape out again, and I watched it three more times on that part, that 15 or 20 minutes about how to go to the throne of grace and get your prayers answered. So she said, I went there, and I spent some serious time with God. I quoted His word to Him. I made sure every sin was repented of and confessed, and that I was walking in love. And she said, as I did those things, I then came against the forces of darkness that was killing my friend's 20-year-old daughter and rebuked the enemy and commanded him to get his hands off of her. And I began to praise God and thank Him that He had given me all power and all authority over the enemy and that I had this great and awesome power that I could do these wonderful things because I was walking in a love relationship with the Lord. And she said the next morning, after I thanked the Lord for doing that, said the next morning, about 9 o'clock, my friend called me and said, did you pray last night? I said, oh, yes, I've done some serious praying last night. She said, I thought so. We got a miracle. She said, this morning, instead of being dead, my daughter is healed. They're going to release her. And they did. They released that girl, and she went home in the hospital, and she is completely healed. Now then, isn't it amazing that if we have these mighty promises in God's Word, and just listen to this in 1 John 5:14, and this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desired of Him. Now then, think about that. This is the confidence that we have in Christ, that if we ask anything according to His will. Well, what is His will? You read the book. Now then, when it comes to healing and deliverance, is that His will? Absolutely. Every time. Because Jesus bore our sins, bore our sickness, removed our disease on the cross. So He doesn't plan for His church to be sick. He bore that sickness and removed our disease on the cross. So if the devil comes upon one of us, we need to repent. We need to repent of our sins, repent of their sins. We need to forgive their sins, forgive our sins. We need to ask the Lord to forgive all of us. We need to catch ourselves up into the throne of grace and walk into the throne of grace as bold as lions, knowing that this is a confidence that we have in Him, Jesus, that if we ask anything in accordance with His will, He hears us and we have this petition. Now, the only time you won't be able to get your petitions answered is if when you come up there, not in confidence, not in walking in love, but you're walking in fear or sin. When you're walking in sin, then the Lord will not hear your prayer, and you will not be able to have the confidence to know that you have your petition from the Lord. So, when you got all your sins confessed, you know you're walking holy before God, you're going to church, you're tithing, you're serving the Lord, you're reading His Word every day, you're waking up in the morning, worshiping Him, praising Him, thanking Him, that He is the King of kings and Lord of lords and God of gods. And you're coming to the morning breakfast table and you're praising Him for thanking Him for everything, including your coffee, your tea, your water, everything. You praise Him and thank Him for your food. And at noon, you praise Him and thank Him. And during the course of the day, you praise Him and thank Him. And in the evening, you praise Him and thank Him. And you're not ashamed of the power of God. When you're not ashamed of Jesus, He said, I'll not be ashamed of you. And when you walk in love, He is in you. And then when you're walking in obedience and walking in love, this is the confidence that we have in Christ, that anything we ask Him according to His will, He hears us and we have our petition. So when we come to the throne of grace asking in faith, He will answer our prayers, and you will see the Lord do great and mighty things in your life. I'd like to ask you to give us a call for free audio and video teachings. 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can get to us on the web at www.tlsm.org. That stands for The Living Savior Ministries, tlsm.org. There you can listen to our teachings on the web, or you can order them and get them free and postpaid. Remember, Jesus is Lord.